What are you most disappointed in regards to not just the fact that the program has been disbanded, but how it was done?
I was never given any input. No one asked me if we could get by with less. I requested to speak with the president on two different occasions. One time I was denied. The second time they did not get back to me. She spoke to the kid Friday morning. I was not allowed to be there, and she would not entertain any questions from the kids. She's supposed to be a president for the student. I haven't seen that in this whole process. I'm sorry, but she just hasn't exhibited that side of her.
Take me through how you learned on Friday when the kids were in the meeting with her where you were.
At 9:07, Mike Waddell, our athletic director, called me and said, there's a meeting you have to be at 9:45. I said, what's this about? And he says, well, I'd rather not get into it. And I said, Mike, I'm a big boy. I need to know. And he simply said, it's not good. I said, okay, I understand. He says, I need you to get your kids into the field house for a 10 o'clock meeting. I said, Mike, they're in class right now. Yeah, well, they can miss, but they have to be there. I did not get in contact with them. The university did through email and text, but I refused. I didn't tell Mike I refused, but I just was not going to do it so cruelly, so with such little lead time to yank him out of class. I just thought that was wrong, downright wrong to do it that way with the kids.
And the president spoke for just a couple of minutes. You were told this because you weren't there. Where were you?
I was in a different room in the field house, originally meeting with Mike Waddell, Jen Gajewski, who's the president's chief of staff, Trish Brandenburg Turley, who is new to Towson. She's an athletic administrator. And I believe Joanne Josephs from Human Resource. And in the meeting, we were told the programs were being terminated as of the end of this school year, and that the three of us, myself, Frank Oshevsky, the soccer coach, and Scott Rohn, my assistant coach here, would be terminated as of June 7th, and we were handed papers stating as such.
And that was it?
That was it. I made it a point to say that Frank, our soccer coach, has been the head coach for almost 30 years, and they need to find a job for him, for the service he's given to university. And I was given the old, well, it's not that easy, and you know, you just can't put someone in a position he's not qualified for. And I said, there are a lot of people that aren't that qualified that are working on this university. So they didn't seem to want to try to give any feeling towards us, even say, we'll try to help you get situated somewhere on the campus because of what you've been to the university. It was very cold. No one really gave any sense of appreciation for what the three of us have done for a total of over 60 years here.
You went to school here. You and I graduated together. So you have been here for 35 years. And that was how they said thank you?
Well, I'm not sure they said thank you, but that's how they dealt with it.
How disappointed are you at that?
Towson used to be, the athletic department used to be a family. And there was a lot of, even both sides of campus, you knew each other and you enjoyed each other's company. But this is different. This is different. The president will speak about how much he appreciates what we do in athletics, but on Friday and throughout this whole ordeal, you know, she hasn't talked to anybody, whether it be coaches, the media. You know, she really hasn't explained what they were up against, and that's disappointing.
Parents have told me that they've tried to get meetings with her, have been stonewalled. I, Mike, have tried to get a hold of her three times. Once I walked over there to request a meeting face-to-face, was told she would get back to me. I never heard anything from her office and still haven't.
Harry Truman had a sign on his desk, "The buck stops here." He was telling the world, I'm ultimately responsible. Here, maybe she is, but she's not really explaining herself to anybody.
The parents and a group of very prominent alumni and businessmen have said to me personally that there was misinformation on the Board of Regents report that the Regents got that them and the parents were unaware of in regards to Title IX, in regards to the number of players on the men's and women's teams here at the school.
From a report they put out originally in October to the present report that came out Friday, they've added 11 football roster spots. They've added 12 men's lacrosse roster spots. They've decreased women's track by 28, and they've decreased women's lacrosse by 6. So numbers are changing. No one's been asked to explain it yet, but it just doesn't make sense that there should be a difference.
It's not a Title IX issue in your mind.
No, it's absolutely not. This is fixable. And Title IX people will state that they do not encourage men's sports to be dropped to meet Title IX. And if there is a Title IX discrepancy, the people in the Office of Civil Rights, which is where Title IX is located, they will work with you to put together a plan over a period of years to come into compliance.
There has never been a complaint filed against Towson in regards to Title IX. We do know that for a fact.
Exactly.
Fundamental problem here is what?
A financial mistake has been made, not by the baseball program, not by the soccer program, but by administrators. And they're not...
You have never went over budget, and as far as you know, Frank has never gone over budget.
No, not at all. They're not admitting and saying, okay, we screwed up, we overspent. They're using Title IX as the excuse. Title IX is fixable. But if Title IX is not the issue, some people have to be accountable, and that's not happening here. You know, if this were happening in state government at a higher level, oh boy, this would be in the newspapers all the time because the people's money was being misspent.